Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting 5th. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting 6th. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. And now, play ball. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Simmons and he is out. Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brookins moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Yount steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Molitor. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leach moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Leach moves to third. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gibson moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Gibson scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Bando applying the tag. Hebner moves to second. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. one out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howell strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Molitor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Morris, and towards Trammell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. Cooper moves to second. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Brewers, 1. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0 for 3 in the game. Oglavy is walked intentionally. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Oglavy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitaker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.